50,000 convicts received pardons from leader of Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. According to head of judiciary Sadeq Amali Larijani, many inmates will be freed and some will receive a commuted sentence on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of Iran's 1979 Islamic Revolution. Iran's leader has constitutional right to grant sweeping amnesties on national holidays and religious occasions. However, according to the judiciary, this year's general amnesty doesn't include convicts who have committed economic crimes and terror acts or undermined national security. It's a sentiment also shared by experts. They maintain that there are no political prisoners in Iran, and no critics have been locked up for criticizing the government. But there are those in the West who would like to politicize the issue.
This tradition has a long history in our country. It is in line with implementing paragraph 11 of Article 110 of the Constitution to reduce the adverse effects of imprisonment on the families of convicts and facilitate the process of their rehabilitation. This is a manifestation of the affection of Islamic system. Still, some Western governments try and politicize it for their own interests.
Given the fact that this is a joyous occasion, the aim of the judiciary branch of the Islamic Republic government is, I think, to make sure that the families of these people who are in prison also can enjoy the situation of the release and be happy like the rest of the country.
Granting amnesty to prisoners on various occasions has a long history in Iran. The country does so yearly on the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution and other occasions. The judiciary decided on a wider amnesty this year, given the symbolic nature of this celebration. Ghamman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.